Ruined Tits for Breakfast.
Tits!
On 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Good morning, Tex.
Good morning,
Tex. Were you dishonest to us last week?
How was I dishonest?
Were you ever going to play or were you just stringing us along?
No, I was planning on playing.
Well, what happened?
Well, what did I say to you?
You said you'd play.
No, what did I say?
Well, remind me, what did you say?
If I got through the main session, I'd play.
Right. Didn't you get through it?
You did get through it, you liar.
Yeah.
No, I did. I still had a little bit of awareness in my hamstring.
What?
I still had a little bit of awareness in my hamstring.
What does that mean?
So I was still a little bit sore. So right. I wasn't 100%. So instead of missing 4 weeks,
right,
I thought I'd miss 1 week. And I didn't even really need to play.
Oh, right.
How good were they?
Yeah, they're very good. You don't risk hammies, do you?
Are you playing this week?
Well, by the way the boys were on the weekend, I might have to go and speak to Heath Uni and Ryan O'Keefe and see whether they can slot me in at the parade on Friday.
Oh, well, last time you played a Santa Fe, you got 10,000 to a Glenelg game.
Yeah, didn't get a cut of that, either.
Didn't get a cut of that. Oh, you said something else.
Now, where are you at? Seriously, where are you at this week?
I'm pretty confident that I'll play this week.
There's a little bit of doubt there, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
No. If he gets through the week, then he'll play it. Nah, he'll be right. As long as something doesn't go pear-shaped, you'll be fine.
Yeah, well, your plan is that I'll do everything and train. Our main session is Thursday.
Yep.
So do that and it should be fine.
You're always in a bit of risk. And I was sort of mucking around with you a bit, saying you got to be 50-50. Whenever you come off of 2 weeks before with a tight ham, it doesn't always loosen up. And sometimes scans don't always show up if there's a injured side in there. So you just got to suck and see. And that's what you did last week. And it was about 98%. And you chose the right option. Smart option.
Yeah, no, I spoke to the P. I like that song that the Triple M have done too.
PPT.
PPT. Physical performance. Boys down at the club are loving it. Matty Hass and the boys down there. But yeah,
I want PPT. Physical performance. T. Sing it, Tex.
PPT.
Boy. Boy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be right this week then. But I'll tell you what, one of the reasons why you didn't have to play is because the confidence in the forward line to be able to handle it without you. With Lynch and McGovern, who do play similar to you, they could cover it. And they did a great job on the weekend, Tex. And you must be proud of the way they played, because it was an outstanding game. Other than the goal kicking, it was brilliant for three quarters.
Yeah, I think we're maturing as a group, especially in the forward line, as you mentioned, a few of those guys. And I thought our midfield played an outstanding game. We've got some KPIs, which I think we ticked most of them. And
can you say what they are, Tex? Or was that secret?
Oh, well, contested balls, one that you always want to either break even or win.
Good chance of winning if you win that.
It is, yeah. Well, you get to play it in your half, you get a first look at it. And then our defenders were outstanding as well. It was funny, Rory Ladd was walking around after the game with ice on his right foot.
Oh, no. You reckon just taking the mickey or what?
Someone stood on it, he said. I think that was
leather poisoning.
What about, wasn't it great to see Andy Otten play the way he did?
Outstanding. I was obviously drafted alongside of him back in 2007, and I knew what he had to offer.
Runner up in the NAB Rising Star Award in his year, Ditz. He was a star early on.
Yeah, he's just really competitive and fits the mould of the Adelaide Football Club. And it was just awesome to see him come back and just play his role, because that's what we expect of blokes coming in.
Going to be a very hard decision with Jake Lever playing well on the weekend to bring him back. I mean, he's only been back. Did he play a half or three quarters, Jake, or did he play the whole game?
I think he played the whole game.
Did he? Yeah. Okay. It'll be a very, very tough decision to drop Andy Otten. He has played very well for the JLT series and on the weekend. I wouldn't be surprised if they just left Jake there and just to get another full game and get absolutely 100%. I mean, there's no need to take the risk.
Well, they're doing the right thing down back, so it's a good position to be in, really, when you got one of your good defenders playing in the SANFL, and you're questioning whether we can bring him back in, but I thought Jackie Kelly played a great role as well.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Have you heard what he said to Stevie J?
Oh, no, tell us.
Stevie J was into him, and obviously Jackie's old man manages him.
Yeah, Ned Kelly.
He said, Stevie, don't talk to me like that, mate. You've been paying for my business class tickets to Europe for the past 6 years.
Oh, good.
I think
little
Stevie
slick.
Put his head down and walked off.
He laughed.
He said, that's one of the best, young fella.
Righto, Tex, explain what this is. You've come walking in like you were going into the Brownlow medal count. You've got a briefcase with you. Look like
Armaguard.
That's right. It looks like it's full of votes.
Yeah, or full of
what
cash.
What is it?
No, Tisso, they've come up with a footy tragic survival kit. So inside of it, Roo, let me undo it for you, Roo.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your support, your scarf,
yeah,
handkerchief, mm-hmm. just in case you get the sneezes.
Well, I need that at the moment.
In case you cry at the end of the game.
Yeah,
Roo. Got done?
It's just in case you cry. You got your watch, Roo, to count down the clock.
Right.
Horseshoe,
yeah.
Which is good luck.
Yeah, I need a horseshoe.
Just in case you want to... A little bit of bourbon.
Little hip flask.
You take a bit of water in there. And then the headphones to listen to Triple M.
Right.
Beautiful.
So it's based around the 2 minutes. I don't know whether you know, Dits.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the MCG, they're the only ones that have it at the moment. You count down the last...
2 minutes?
Last little 2 minutes of each quarter.
Right.
So on the side of the fence.
So okay. Will you use that as a tactic this week against Hawthorn? If you see there's only a minute and 50 to go and you're 5 points up, you might just start chipping it around instead of... going for another goal?
Yeah, I reckon we will.
So should we have a Tisso countdown clock at Adelaide Oval?
I think we should. I think we should get it there.
We'll make it happen then.
Well,
you sound like you're Mr. Tisso at the moment.
Tex.
You've got to stand there.
Yeah. We could put it up there.
Put it up in the Mark Rashut.
I'm going to give my stand Aaron Phillips and Chelsea Randall.
Oh,
that'll be the day.
How good was Aaron Phillips?
That'll be the day.
That's the sort of thing I would do.
I think it's good initiative from Tisso to get the ball rolling, and it looks pretty cool, doesn't it, the briefcase?
So if you knew how long there was to go, you'd change the way you play. Is that what you're saying?
I would. Mm. I would indeed.
Righto. Something else to have to think about.
Maybe just get the runner to come in.
Can you footballers think about that many things out there or not?
Oh, what are you saying? We're not that smart?
I didn't say
that. Haven't you seen these new Revolution Roofing ad? He looks pretty smart in that.
You make me look silly, but I had no choice. I get there and they're like, you're doing this. I'm like, right, eh?
We've had a bloke ringing in making Eddie's Tex Walker lately, haven't we?
It is Tex. He rang in yesterday, Tex. Yeah.
Did you hear about the Dentist of the Year Awards?
No.
The winner got a plaque.
Yeah.
At least you know what to do with it.
Right, thanks, Tex.
See you, boys.
That was Tex's dad joke yesterday. Now, have you got a dad joke for us today?
Yeah, last night I got a bit bored watching TV, so I spent 6 hours linking all of my watches together to make a belt. It was a complete waste of time.
Now, Tex, before you go, what do you need to do in the next couple of days to make sure you're playing? What's your program, personally, this is for you, to make sure you get up on the weekend?
So I'll have a run around today, main session Thursday, and then we'll do captain's run Friday. So,
are you training hard today?
I'll train hard every day, Roo.
No, seriously, though. Would it be like another hard, tough workout? Not like the boys will do, because they'll only jog around.
It won't be. They'll still be recovering, so I'm on a little bit of a different program because I didn't play.
Yeah, we do hard running and stuff?
I'll do a bit of hard running, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm pretty confident, Dits.
Well, what does that mean, though? You told us that last week.
Well, I'd like to come in next Tuesday and... with another 4 points, and hopefully I'm involved in that.
Mm, okay.
Is not McGovern going to be all right?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah,
he'll be fine. All
right, good.
What about Hawthorn? Obviously, they lost to Essendon the other night. What do you think of the Hawks? Have they really fallen from grace or not?
It's only one game.
Mm.
Jeez, if we're 15 rounds in and they've lost three in a row, then you'd be a bit worried, but don't get too carried away with round one. Dits.
Righto.
I know you are coming here and you had a big smirk on your face.
You know we beat Sydney in Sydney.
Yeah.
Hey, you're aware of that, aren't you?
Yeah.
You beat the New South Wales schoolboys. We beat Sydney in Sydney.
Well, they've been saying GWS are going to win the premiership.
Well, clearly they're not.
Yeah, well, exactly.
No,
right.
They're not going to, because the Crows are going
to. Righto.
We'll play you in the
All right. Good luck, Tex. Hope you get up for Saturday.
Do you mean that?
Yeah, I do. Of course I do. You know I love you, Tex.
Thanks, Dits.
Thanks to Distinctive Homes.